I know. You have been told to get into action mode and go. Do. Get it done now. Come on, you can do it. That's how you get to what you want in life, right? But what if doing nothing was better? I mean, really, you got more done by doing nothing. Is it possible? Yes. And we shall talk about that today on the Daily Boost podcast from motivationtomove.com. Life begins when you move, but sometimes you get out of bed, you think, I don't want to move. I want to hit the snooze alarm one more time. Or somebody is mean to me at work and I don't want to go in today. I'm just tired. I partied all weekend long and it's Monday morning. I don't want to do it, you know? It's one of those things. So how do you do that? How do you keep going? How do you make yourself just do with the things that you say you want to do so you get the things you say you want? Always perplex me. It always has. Just to be honest with you, come on. It's like people call me up. They say, hey, Scott, this is what I want to do. I say, great. Tell me what you want to do. I'm going to make a couple notes. And they do. And then they call me back like a month later. I said, well, did you do what you said you want to do? They go, well, I haven't got to it yet. I said, why not? You said you wanted to do it. Well, life got in the way, I guess. It does. And so that's what this show is about, to make sure it doesn't get in the way for you, huh? Oh, by the way, my name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. I have been very careful for the past month as we sojourn around the country to make things sound really great and really perfect and really excellent if I can. But today, you notice a slightly different sound. If you're listening carefully in the background, you hear a little bit of noise there. And the reason is because I got kind of busy today. It was my work day. I'm usually taking some time out hiking in the mountains, but today I had several consulting calls to do. And I kind of lumped them all together into one day. So I was on the phone. And in between the calls, I was just kind of reading and writing and taking my time and not paying a lot of attention, basically sitting outside the RV until it got warm in the afternoon. And then I came inside. And then I realized I hadn't recorded the podcast for today. And I always do that really pretty much first thing in the morning. Because when the sun comes up in the mountains eventually, in the summertime, it gets warm. And that's what happened today. It's like 90 degrees. So I'm inside the RV at 90 degrees right now recording. And I have this fancy thing here. I'm going to show you what I'm actually dealing with. Listen closely. You can hear behind me. And you can hear that there's not much noise you can hear, but let me click my fancy thing. Are you ready? So this is what it sounds like with my fancy thing on, and this is what it sounds like with my fancy thing off. Oh my God, it's loud in here. Can you hear that? But because I have a fancy thing, there you go. I've never been told I had a fancy thing, and I don't think I've ever said I had a fancy thing, but there it is. I want to apologize for that because I try not to. It'll be that way today and tomorrow because it is so hot, and we are focusing on some travel and moving on. But now, I want to chat about something that I think you should pay attention to today. This is kind of one of those concepts that I spend a lot of time thinking. In fact, I've been thinking about this concept today a lot, and that's one of the reasons I'm sitting here recording my fancy thing right now, because I got so into this today, and then I tested it out on a couple of clients I was talking to. It was awesome. So before I begin, I want to define something for you, and that is what I mean by doing nothing, because doing nothing is sometimes better than doing something. So let me define it to you. I don't see doing nothing as unproductive. Oh, wait a second, Scott. We should always be busy doing something. No, not really. But I'm a high-performance individual. I stay busy. It's okay. That's cool. You'll figure it out eventually. We're busy sometimes, busy a lot, no doubt about that. But I don't see doing nothing as being unproductive. Instead, I see nothing as a protected personal space that lies between your thoughts and your actions. Ooh, it's that cool spot between the time things come into your mind and the time you do something about it. That's what I see it as. That's where nothing is. It's a place that provides contemplation and planning opportunities before you launch into your massive action and your focused action designed to reach your outcome and your achievement of your goal. So think of it this way. As a holding space where inspiration, where desperation, where motivation, even intimidation kind of come into your life and they bubble into your consciousness and they wait for your next action. Now, some of you that are used to going very, okay, there's a couple of folks out there. This may be you. Maybe you never even stop to think about it. I'm just always busy. I never slow down. I never stop to think. Some of you just think all the time, don't do anything. Others don't know how to do nothing, just to sit, to go walk up in a mountain and not think about anything and walk through a stream and think about nothing, but wow, it's cold. Some of you don't know how to do that. I get that. But you ought to learn. Doing nothing is a space. It's kind of sitting down watching Netflix doing nothing. No, it's sitting down watching Netflix. Serious. Can you sit down and watch Netflix and still do nothing? Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can just be in that spot where you're not moving forward, not doing backwards. You're just not doing anything. You're just there. Allowing that space, allowing time for you to ponder and contemplate your inspirations, your desperations, your motivations, and your intimidations. Contemplate. What does it mean to you? What are you going to do about it? I don't know. If you don't know, why go anywhere? See, instead of moving your thoughts immediately into action mode, and there are times to do that. There's no doubt there are times when action is required immediately, and you'll know those times. Or instead of never moving at all, and there are times when you should never move at all, and you know those times. But both cases, where you move either too fast without thinking, or you don't move at all, can cause unnecessary drama. So you kind of purposely quarantine your thoughts until you are assured of your success plan and you're ready to take new action. That's what I'm talking about here. So let me dig into this a little bit deeper. I will tell you this, that when I finally learned to do that, when I learned to go into that space, and this is just how I personally define it, it's a space, my nothing for me, because I'm a busy guy, I think a lot. My space of nothing is where I just don't worry about worry. I don't worry about it. I just put it there and sit there and park it there and knowing it's there. It's kind of like using the David Allen system of getting things done. Put it in a trusted place, knowing it's there, and don't worry about it. So here's what nothing looks like to me. I think you'll like this if I do this. Here's what it looks like when you're going to be doing it. Number one, all thoughts and potential actions that arrive in your mind are kind of held in an evaluation period. They've been quarantined. They don't have to wear a mask in there, though. It's okay. All thoughts that come in, potential actions that arrive in your mind, are held for evaluation. Okay, so what else can we do, Scott? Because you said I can do things fast sometimes. You can. You're going to take those thoughts and those potential actions, and they're going to park it there just for a second. You're going to evaluate it, and you're going to move when you need to move. But number two, unless they're based on previous decisions and cleared for instant action, it's like flying an airplane. You're not going to take off until you're cleared to fly. Got to get your clearance, right? So if you've already done that, if you've already had actions, you've made decisions in your life, you know that when certain things happen, I move fast. When certain things happen, I don't move at all. You've made up your mind about what those actions are going to be. It's kind of a value-based thing, actually. You know that when the boss calls, you pick up the phone, or maybe you have an experience where when the boss calls, you don't pick up the phone. In any case, you have previously decided what action will take place or not take place. You've cleared that for you to do. In that case, that just happens. Anything else is going to go in for evaluation. So that's the holding space. So let's go back to number one. Everything is held for you to evaluate, unless you previously decided what comes in front of you needs to be acted on now and leads directly to the vision you have for what you want in your life. Key point there. Not going to spend a lot of time on that today. But the more you do that, the more you line up these previous decisions and these thoughts that you've taken the time to evaluate in the direction of your vision of what you want to create, the better off you're going to be. And finally, if you don't know the absolute end game of your journey, you are still on another path. This wigs people out when I say that. Oh, it's the same path. You're just not far enough down the road yet. There are different paths and different roads to different places, right? Have you seen that? If you want to go someplace and the road you're on is not going to go there, it doesn't make any sense for you to step in the direction of that road if it's not going to take you to where you want to go. So if you don't know the absolute end game of your journey and where that path takes you, you're not on that path. You're still on another one. So what do? Recognize that. Recognize that the path you're on is not going to take you where you're going to go. Just realize that. And then take your time to figure out, well, which one is going to take me there? Whoa, 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 whoa. When you do that, doing nothing is a place in your mind where you choose your path, you direct your actions, you create your legacy. It is a place of personal respect that is built into you and will allow you to have the most significant impact on yourself and the world around you when you do that. Yes, it's taking time for yourself. It's holding back the hordes of information coming your way and deciding how you are going to move yourself forward. And I don't know about you, but I get a lot of good thinking time when I'm doing nothing. That time is priceless. You cannot pay me enough to give up that time. Well, so far, nobody's been able to do that. You can try. It's okay. Just bring your big pile of money. Say, Scott, I got a big pile of money. Give me some of your time, your thinking time. I'll say, how big's that pile? We'll talk about it. Better be big. If you're doing something that takes you off track, you might be better off doing nothing, at least for a little while, right? So tomorrow, the last show of the month, and our 4,000th episode of the Daily Boost Podcast, Why You Need Why, and a particular twist on that I think you'll like. All right, dig it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good day.